prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Would help if I turned my microphone on, wouldn't it? Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It is Tuesday after a day off yesterday, Monday, for Memorial Day, and we're starting the week off with a very, very strong show, no pun intended. During the first hour, we're going to have the Get Strong show with Coach Wade Johnson as my co-host, talking about a new crop of young strength competitors. There's some amazing things going on over at the Ogre Compound, and we're going to pay respect to some young athletes who are pushing the limits. Then we're going to talk about something that's not discussed, and that is, did you know that men are at greater risk of osteoporosis than women? Yes, it's true, and they don't get tested, and they don't think about it because everybody thinks it's a purely female issue. Well, it's not. We're going to talk about that. And then last half hour of the second hour, fish oil increases muscle mass and strength in older adults. Dan John used to come on my show and talk about how important it was to eat handfuls of fish oil to be a strength athlete. Well, lo and behold, he may have been right. The research is proving him right, at least. So we'll talk about that later in the show. First, I have to mention our title sponsor is All-American EFX Sports. Right now, you can get a free sample of Carbolin by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the All-American EFX Sports Get Carbolin Free banner ad. Also, if you want to try their VitaDrive, their new multivitamin specifically for hard training athletes, you can get it for $5.95 a bottle. That's right. Use the coupon code DRJEFF, Dr. Jeff, and try VitaDrive today. I hear him in the background. Boy, you know what I was thinking about today, Wade?
What's that?
We've known each other a long time now, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Does that mean we're getting older?
I'm afraid that you are correct. We're definitely at that point.
Yeah, but even with that, you continue to astonish the strength and conditioning world with not only your own feats of strength, which we'll talk about a little bit later in the show, and of course your lovely lady Melissa's joined the group now as well, holding up the female end of this important discussion. But you've got some young athletes at your gym that are doing some amazing things, and they deserve some credit.
It's been pretty remarkable. It was one of those things where, you know, kind of the banner, you know, for youth lifting, especially at my place, you know, was my son Wesley. And, you know, he did what we thought were things that, you know, just wouldn't happen. And I mean, to this day, you know, records that he set as a 14, 15, 16 year old still stand. And, but we've got a group of young lifters, you know, and Wesley, to go back, Wesley, lifted in equipment, you know, that's what we all competed in back then. And, you know, so it came to him naturally.
Right.
All these new lifters, you know, right now we don't currently have anyone that I'm coaching that is lifting in gear. I've got some guys that are USAPL lifters that I help and lift at my gym that are single ply guys. But, the bulk of my lifters right now are all unequipped or raw, whatever, however you want to say it. And,
is it fair to say that when they start using shirts and squat suits and all that sort of stuff, that we'll actually see their strength go up?
I think it's, if someone is well coached and they take their time and learn the equipment, it is astounding, you know, at not only will you see the numbers go up simply because of the equipment if they respond well, but at, you've known me long enough to know at my strongest, when I squatted over 1,000 pounds, people forget I squatted in training 700 pounds in just a belt.
Right.
You know, so my raw strength, you know, my unequipped strength was also at its height.
Well, it's something something else needs to be said here. That after watching you train now for years, and watching videos of you train other individuals, I've noticed something about you that I don't see in a lot of other strength athletes. Now, this could be because of the lack of ego or ego being balanced with sensibility, But your focus on the goal of moving this particular weight in this particular movement is really amazing. And I wanna say this so that everybody understands it. But you never go into the gym and just because you want to prove that you can do it. I mean, I see you use restraint as a tool for training as opposed to pushing yourself into a realm of potential fatigue or even injury. And there's something really beautiful about saying, look, the goal is to move this weight in this movement. And if you did it, you're done. Am I right about you with that?
The thing that I really try to teach is and we come off of a meet, we look at, you know, what did we do? What went well? You know, did the results align with what we were doing in training? And, you know, and if there's any issues, we try to look at each lift with powerlifting, for example. You know, and we'll try to focus on one issue, a weakness, and try to bring that up. It's too many times I'll see, you know, it's always a smart idea to bring up your weak points, but there's so much attention paid to it, we forget to keep what is strong, strong. So without getting too far off the point, everything that we do in the gym has a purpose. You know, there's not a lot of fluff. We're not going to do, you know, a bunch of bicep curls because it makes our arms big. We do what we need to do to condition the tendons so it can withstand the rigors of the training. Ultimately, everything we do is for the number, and we have a goal. Everything we do is goal-driven, and I think that's one of the biggest. It's not really a secret, it's just the best path to success. There's that constant dangling carrot of, if I do this work, it takes me down this path, and it takes me to my goal. And anything else, you know, people tend to freelance.
Yeah.
And that's when things, you know, I've got clients online. Well, you know, I didn't get to train the other day, so during this workout, I decided to do this, and then it comes time for the next workout, and where they decided to do something differently than was prescribed, you know, you pay for that. So what the point is what we do is very, very specific, and it's goal-driven. Everything we do, you know, gets us, you know, one step closer to the goal, and that culminates in the meet.
Yeah. Let's start talking about some of the young athletes you have there. You're posting some pictures of gals and guys who are probably in the ages of what? What's the youngest athlete?
The youngest is Grant. Grant Brace has been with me since he was 10 years old. His dad brought him over, just working, you know, for strength for wrestling, conditioning for wrestling. And, you know, as time has gone on, he was very adept right away and responded to the training right away. And, you know, he's been a national caliber wrestler most of his life. And decided to, you know, he wanted to do a meet, and has been successful. He's done really well, but it's been since he's competed, which was mid last year. I forgive me, I don't remember the exact date. It all runs together, but he will turn 16 in December. He weighs about 205, 210, maybe about 5'10". And so he's, you know, just, he's built perfectly, you know, for a power lifter.
Right.
And, he has, let's see, this morning, as a matter of fact, his training weights, just to give you an idea, and this is just in a belt and knee braces, his training weights this morning were 360 pounds for three sets of two, and he's just annihilating them.
Squat.
So
you're talking about a squat now, right?
Right.
Okay.
And, so we'd put a light wrap on him. Oh, I rarely do this. We don't stray, but I was like, to keep him, you know, we don't have a meet coming up for him. We do with some of the others. And so
gotta keep him focused. Keep him focused.
So I said, Grant, you know, what are you doing next? He goes, well, it's time for me to do my assistant squats. And I go, let's go ahead and load four plates, you know. And he looked at me like almost everybody does, like I was an idiot. And I said, just put them on there. So we wrapped him, and he squatted. You know, here he is. He's a 15-year-old kid going to the last day of school. Now, here's the other thing, and I try not to get too far off the beaten path. These kids, the videos you saw this morning, these are high school students that are showing up at the gym at 5:30 to train before school. You know, they drive themselves.
That's a level of dedication.
Right.
That is that's not usual in this bumper crop of teens we have today.
No, these are kids that have athletic things going on, scholastic things going on. You know, so to get back to Grant, you know, he's like getting, you know, his workout done, scampers upstairs, cleans up a little bit, and his mother picks him up for school. But he squatted 415 this morning, and is, you know, and then 20 minutes later is riding, you know, to school. He's in the ninth grade.
Right.
So he deadlifted 475 a few weeks ago. I mean, but this kid's front squatting over 300 pounds. And it's not like the high school typical football locker room front squat where he does a half squat. These are legit, front squats. He benched yesterday. He benched 275 with a pause. You know, so this 15-year-old kid, no shirt. The only equipment that he uses is, I'll put it to you this way. He has an old belt that he uses of Melissa's, and we always use my knee wraps and a pair of wrist wraps. That's all the equipment he has.
So who's next up the line from him? We'll go with age. That seems to be the fair thing.
The next one would be Cade Powers. I know his dad real well, and his dad's name is Jeff, who's a big, big, strong fella. And Cade is 15 now. And now you won't talk about a man child. We all remember Wes, 14, 15,
yeah.
16, and 17.
The first time I saw Wes, I thought he had to be at least in his early 20s. And what was most astonishing to me was Wes was loading and unloading a bench press bar for different athletes at a competition. And he was literally handling 100-pound plates with his fingertips like they were 25-pound plates. And I remember, and this is before I knew he was your son. And then you introduced me, and I was like, wow, talk about a chip off the old block.
Right. And, I mean, it's one of those, again, when you have, you know, that when that is, you know, where the bar is set, you know, that's pretty high. And so Cade is about, Cade's right at 6 feet tall, about 235. I mean, this is a man child.
Right.
And he competed back in April. And now this isn't a meet. This isn't in the gym. Squatted 440. Now he bench presses. Now there's no equipment. This is in knee wraps, belt knee wraps. 440. He benched 365. Again, in the meet. He does not use wrist wraps when he benches. He just doesn't like them.
Right.
So he benches 365 pounds. About 6 weeks out from the meet, he was having form issues, and he did. He competed back in December, and deadlift was a struggle. He's very, very strong, but he struggled with the form. Because of his size and the size of his hands, I had him try hook grip, and it was magic. So he pulled at the meet 465 pounds. And this is a 15-year-old kid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
And from the meet, I think that's when we were at Nationals. Melissa and I were at Olympic Nationals in California, and he's sending me the videos. And the 465, all of his lifts look like they could have been, you know, second attempts. And the 465 looked like an opener. So, I mean, this is a kid that, I mean, he's prodigy level, you know. And to give you a comparison, you know, Wes could not do those numbers raw when he was their age.
Right.
Just, you know, so from there, it's Jessica and Wesley Garner. They are twins. They came to me when they were about 15 years old, and they're fast approaching 17. They're juniors in high school and will be seniors. And Wes was a football player and needed to put on size, and Jess is very, very involved in FFA. Like, she's an officer nationally, or regionally, I should say,
right,
and state-wise. And, you know, so she's a very, very busy young lady. And she wanted to, you know, to lose weight, and that's how all this started. And the powerlifting for her has become a source of empowerment. and it's something that she, when she's interviewed for these positions, you know, it comes up. And so it's been something that has given her a niche, a place to belong outside of that. And, she's at her, let's see, her last meet, she deadlifted 300 pounds,
wow,
bench pressed 125, squatted 225. So in this morning, again, this is all before school, last night she benched and bench pressed 135 with a pause. Her PR currently, I think, is 140. And she squatted this morning, she squatted her opener, which we expect to be about 210, and did two singles with what we expect to be her second attempt. They're going to compete, not this weekend, but next weekend. She did two singles at 230. Now, the reason why she did two singles, she wasn't happy with how the first one felt. It was a good lift. She got a little out of shape, so she wanted to do it again.
Right.
You know, so it's one of those things where, you know, these kids are hungry to do well. They're training hard. They're coming in before school, sometimes after school. You know, Jessica wants to drop a weight class, so she's working hard with it, you know, with her food plan. And does, you know, extra cardio. Sometimes she'll come on Sunday by herself. I won't even know that she's in the gym. She'll just text me, "I'm in the gym doing cardio."
Oh man, that's awesome.
You know,
that's so awesome. You've got to feel really good because you're giving these kids a gift that's going to take them far beyond this throughout their life. And I want to talk about that. We'll talk about that. Let's do this.
Okay.
Let's take a break. I want to come back. I want to talk more about some of this, the athletes in the gym. And then I want to talk about probably the most valuable gift that you're giving them is not necessarily just making them strong physically, but empowering them mentally to accept challenges, because life is nothing but challenges. You and I were just talking off the air about this. You know, the older we get, it just becomes more challenging, you know? So
right.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Coach Wade Johnson. Stay tuned.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, leave.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com. 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, right about now, let's get right here, Rumble Still Stand!
I have no idea what he was saying, but I do know who Wu-Tang is, so there you go. Welcome back. I like the Wu-Tang Clan. I did, at least until ODB died. But anyway, all right. Getting back to it here. So give me some more names. Tell me some more accomplishments. We need to give these kids some of the credit that they so deserve, because they're doing things that are counter to the culture today, number one, when you look at what most teenagers are up to. But more importantly, they're learning life skills without realizing it.
Well, that's one of the things. I'll get into Jessica's brother, Wesley, in just a second. Well, one of the things with Jessica, because she's being interviewed for these regional, you know, officer positions and stuff with FFA, and, you know, again, with the sense of empowerment, but I told her, if you can get yourself up, see, when she shows up at 5:30, I'm getting up and walking downstairs. Melissa's already got coffee made. You know, my big responsibility is check messages, feed the dogs, and I walk downstairs. I'm not a 16-year-old teenage girl, you know. She's getting up, getting her stuff prepared for the day, and then drives, you know, it's probably a 15-minute or so drive to my house.
Right.
And so, you know, she's got an investment of probably an hour by the time, you know, if we're turning at 5:30, she's probably up at 4:30, no later than that. And, you know, so I told her, if you can go through this, if you can go through the disappointment and the frustration, you know, of trying to be stronger, of wanting to do something and excel at it, and you can achieve what you've achieved, then you're unstoppable. You know, what is going to stop, what stops you from doing all these things that you want to do? You know, the confidence that you have gained, look at the difference in how she carries herself, how she projects herself when she's speaking, you know, and then the confidence, you know, the disappointment's going to happen. We can do everything right and have everything prepared and stuff happens and it just doesn't go your way. You know, but a majority of the time, if you're well prepared, if you're well trained, regardless of the endeavor, good things are going to happen a majority of the time. And you also learn how to deal with the disappointment. You know, it's like, look, you're not bleeding, you didn't die. You know, so tomorrow we're going to be able to come back at this and keep working on it and keep trying to improve. And so, I think it's one of those things, it's a philosophy that we try to instill, not only myself, but, you know, the adults and Wes, you know, and I've said this on the show many times, if for whatever reason the last time these kids walk out my gym door, all I did was make them strong, then I, as a coach, I have failed them. You know, we believe that it's not enough to coach them. We need to mentor them. We need to show, you know, that the gym is a microcosm of the world. Not that the gym is the most important thing, but there's points of relation. And that is, you know, hard work does pay off. You know, it's not 100% guaranteed that if you do all the things necessary that everything's going to go the way that you want. But, you know, the people that work hard, the people that, you know, are diligent, the people that don't give up when things go poorly, you know, even for stretches of time, those are the people that are generally very, very successful at whatever it is they do.
Oh, and I agree. And you can't learn that from any other thing in life other than some form of physical culture, some form of challenging yourself, You are your own competitor in that realm. So much more so. I mean, I'm a big fan of organized sports for kids. Don't get me wrong. Anything that gets them out there moving, I think is wonderful. But there is nothing like a sport that makes you compete with yourself. I mean, there are other people in your group that you may be competing with. But ultimately, when the bar hits your back and you go down into the hole, you're pushing out of the hole for your own personal best. And if your personal best happens to put you at the top of that group that day, then you go home with a medal. But the reality is, even if your personal best doesn't win you a place on the podium, but you still achieved your personal best that day, you go home a winner.
Well, and that's the thing that, you know, that we're trying to teach. You know, it's like, if you give me, failure is never the worst thing that can happen, and that's another thing, because failure is going to happen. And I tell the story all the time when someone gets really frustrated, and I did this with Jessica. I said, you know, she was really upset that she had missed a lift, and it was a lift that I think a majority of the time she has in her. Very tough lift, but, you know, it was definitely a maximum attempt. But she was frustrated, and I go, let me tell you, because she was like, I should be able to do this by now. I said, let me tell you a story about a lifter that you know. In 1999, this lifter competed in Novice Nationals and had a great meet, deadlifted 584 pounds. I don't remember what the kilo conversion is, but it was 584 and looked to have plenty more. Knew that the next meet, that 600-pound deadlift, was right around the corner. Now, this is someone that trained every week, didn't miss, studied, did everything that they were supposed to do. When that lifter finally hit a 600-pound deadlift, it was July of 2001. The amount, you know, we're looking at about an 18-month period where the amount of times in a meet and in training and everything else that a 600-pound deadlift was missed. And based on the progress up to the point of 584, this lifter should have been able to do it. And I go, now guess who that lifter was? You know, and of course it's me. You know, I went through 18 months of constant frustration, injuries having to be adjusted, you know, desperately trying to get myself in a position to pull 600. And, you know, and I went on to pull, you know, 700. And I go, so it's sometimes it's just being willing to stick to your game plan, stick to your guns, doing what you believe is the best thing for you to do, and don't give up. You know, frustration's gonna happen, disappointment's gonna happen, failure is going to happen. That I can promise you. But that's not defining. It's when you pick yourself up and, you know, and dust everything off and go, you know what, my eyes are forward, I'm gonna honor this journey, and I'm gonna keep plugging away until I get what I want.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's what we teach them.
And that is a solitary commitment to yourself. It's not a commitment to anybody else. It's not a commitment to your team, per se. It's a solitary commitment. And, you know, we were talking about something off the air, you know, about getting older and aches and pains and all that sort of stuff and having to cope with that just to be able to train. But the reality is we're both very fortunate to still be able to train as hard as you do and as hard as I do. And I've often been in the gym training and watching younger guys than me doing things I used to do that I don't do anymore because of injuries and stuff. And it dawned on me, you know what? You have nothing to be ashamed of. If you go in there and give it everything you got and you train as hard as you can, that's the important thing. You go in there and give the performance of your life, not of somebody else's life. It doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. Again, If these kids come away learning that lesson, they're going to be gold in life. They're going to be gold. And whether they continue to be strength athletes or not, they're going to learn to stay focused on your goals. Your goals are what you are trying to achieve, and forget about everybody else out there. Now, I love it. And I quite frankly say it again. It's a lesson that can generally only be learned through physical culture, by testing your own body, your own limits, and challenging yourself. Can you ever find what your true potential is? I want to take a break. We're going to come right back. Stay tuned.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen. Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. This is the Get Strong Show. We're talking about a young group of athletes training at the Ogre Compound these days that are really deserve some recognition. Before we go any further, Coach Johnson, let's go ahead and plug your website so people can get in touch with you.
Okay, you can find me on Facebook, and we also have a Ogre Compound Facebook page. And the easiest way to get a hold of me is I have two email addresses. supersquat800@yahoo.com. I've had that email address for forever. And then we have teamogre@outlook.com. So if it's something that is very training specific, or you want to be part of the team, or gym type questions, feel free to use that. We still have weightliftingdiscussion.com, and there's a forum on there. If you want to post questions or post your training, you have to create a profile to keep the spam down on the forum. And those are the easiest ways to get a hold of me.
Okay, and can you do distance training for young athletes too?
Yes, we do. I have been very, very fortunate. As a matter of fact, probably in the last month or so, I've added 4 new people to the roster on online. And so it varies from age to age. As a matter of fact, there's a good chance that Grant will be moving to Knoxville. It could be in the next year. It really depends on school and things like that. His father is working in Knoxville right now. And so that was one of the first things that they asked, you know, is like, he's going to want to stick with, you know, the program and the training that you, you know, have been using with him. So they want to be able to, you know, stay in touch with me online and continue doing the training. So we've been very, very successful. Kids, adults, they all seem to respond very, very well.
Any other rising stars that you want to give some credit to before we start talking about your upcoming meets?
We don't have anybody as far as the youth. What we do have is we've got a new addition to the gym, Annie Talent. She is someone, she's from Charlotte, North Carolina, but she recently dates, one of the guys that I've been coaching for several years, Chris Fry. And she moved in. Chris actually lives about 3 houses down from me, maybe 2, depends on how you look at it. And so she moved in from Charlotte. She's someone that I've coached since the summer of last year, and her last meet, Total Elite, at 114 pounds.
Really?
And so we went from, like, being nowhere near elite to, you know, worked on her form really, really hard. And to her credit, you know, there's a lot of times because when she was working in Charlotte, she would have to train early, early mornings, and a lot of times was on her own. So she learned to wrap herself. She handed off to herself and, you know, was very, very dedicated. So worked really hard and, you know, to do a lot of that training on her own. All she did was do exactly, you know, what was laid out. She took video and sent it to me and went on to Total Elite. And, I told her what I'd love to see her do, because her elite total was well above 114. You know, let's not cut and let's lift 123 and total elite there.
Right.
And, you know, she is approaching master age. And, you know, it's one of those things where it does not look like the prototypical power lifter where she's all muscled up. She certainly looks fit. You know, you can tell that she's got muscle, you know, but she does not look like, you know, this hulking, you know, woman, the stereotypical thing that everybody thinks
right. That
a strong woman should look like. And, you know, the goal is, you know, probably sometime later this year with the move and, you know, transitioning to a new job and everything, we'll look at her totaling elite at 123 pounds, which I think the younger girls, you know, especially someone like Jessica, you know, you should find inspiring, you know, that, you know, here's someone that, you know, has been lifting who, to be fit, decided they wanted to power lift, and boom, you know, a short time later, you know, they've totaled elite and is moving on to another weight class to total elite in that as well. And then we have another one of the lifters, Jennifer Milliken, who we've talked about before,
right,
who is top 10 all time at 123, is cutting down to 114. She'll be competing at the same meet that Cade, Jessica, and Wesley are going to be competing at, and is taking a swing for the fences and wants to break the all-time record at 114. So it's been an interesting thing to watch. She squatted 380 pounds in wraps this morning, and I'm not sure exactly what her body weight is. She's still, you know, she'll make a water cut the week of the meet. But, you know, this is a tiny little woman that, you know, is fast approaching a 400-pound squat.
That's amazing. You know, what do you think the magic is? You're kind of like Kevin Costner in that movie Build It and They Will Come. I mean, you've made an amazing commitment financially, as well as physically and emotionally to this gym. And it's almost like, do you feel like there's quality people being attracted, or is it your ability to take somebody who really wants something and turn them into a quality lifter?
I know that you're not going to answer
the truth, because you're far too modest, right?
Well, there's no question. This is the best way I could sum it up from my perspective. I wish there had been a me when I was coming up.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things where, you know, someone has to kind of cut a path where you study, you do all the things that a lot of people don't do. You study about supplements and, not the typical muscle head stuff that we read about in some of the magazines, but, you know, real supplementation and how can we manipulate food, and then how do we present it in a manner, that doesn't sound like I'm standing in the middle of the gym in a white lab coat.
Right.
because you can really make this complicated, and I've said this over and over and over. The premise of strength is very simple. Now, it's really hard. There's nothing easy about it. It's a very selfish mistress, strength is. You miss a little bit of time, you let off the pedal a little bit, and it's going to cost you. So I think the thing is there's always someone with a watchful eye. I think that's probably the secret for me, is just you're always looking to improve. You give them a pat on the back, you dangle the carrot, and then you can't be afraid to go, hey, you're messing up. We got to, my expectation is that you do better than this. This is what you said you want to do. So the urgency is that we create some expectation, and we try to do that in a realistic manner. And I think that is probably the biggest secret. I feel like we have a very solid plan with how we train, and we try to be very prudent. There's a risk versus reward. There's a lot of movements out there that are very beneficial, but I don't use them because I think the risk is too high versus the reward. And I've always had this philosophy. There's a young man that trains at my gym, very close to his family. They're my family. And his name's G.L. Wainick. And when G.L. came, he was one of the first people I started coaching out of the gym. He was about 15 years old and a great, great athlete, both in high school and college. And, one of the things I told him, and it's a philosophy that we hold to this day, and that he now teaches himself, I don't want to just make him strong now. I want him to be able to do like me. When you're 40 and you're not doing any, type of athletic endeavor, like you were in high school and college, you can still go to the gym and you can train and you can be in shape, and you can push yourself or, if that's what you choose to do. But I want you to be able to stay in the game, and that is always be able to exercise, and to push yourself at a high level. And for us, I think that's been the biggest secret of the gym, and that we're always trying to learn and find ways to improve. We're always learning, and that's been one of the benefits of doing this Olympic training. I'd never tell anybody to do it on purpose. It's really hard to do the Olympic training, continue doing the powerlifting training, and coach people online and, have a morning group and then, evening group of clients. It's difficult. The wear and tear is significant. I'd never tell somebody to do it. But, it's what I'm passionate about, and I think that's what translates through the training, is that you see the passion and that there's lessons along the way that, if you can go from not being able to bench the bar, but now you can bench 135 pounds paused, good enough that it's good in a meet, that is empowering, and that tells you that not just lifting weights, if I do this at school, if I do this at my job, big things, not just good things, but big things are going to happen.
Oh, forget about it. Let me let you in on something. I'm talking to them, not you, but when you get older, I get up in the morning and I reenact evolution because I look like a caveman when I get out of bed, but by the time I get to the bathroom, I'm standing straight up and down. And
sure.
You want to talk about the drive it takes. Betty Davis once said, getting old is not for... What did she say? Getting old
sissies,
is not the
it?
Sissies. Thank you.
Right.
And she was right. And you want to know what? That's why the strong survive, because they have the strength to. Don't misunderstand that statement, that just by being strong, you're going to survive longer. No, it takes strength to survive. Because a lot of people just give up emotionally and physically. The things that they're learning in that gym today are going to serve them well for the rest of their lives. When we come back, I want to talk about you. The Pan Ams are coming up, and you and Melissa are going to be competing. Let's talk about that when we come back, okay?
Great.
All right, stay tuned.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin. Human by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson. We've been paying tribute to some young athletes who are doing some amazing things and should be held up to the superhuman nation so that more of us enlist our young adults into physical culture because it's beneficial on so many different horizons. It's just amazing. So let's talk about you. The other end of the spectrum is older guys like us. And I have to say something. I embellished myself by putting myself in the same category as you, saying, you know, we're lucky to train. But I mean, you're doing some amazing things all over again. First of all, did you think you would? Did you, was it always in the back of your mind that you would just keep doing this?
Yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things where, you know, I fight the same frustration everybody does as we get older. The hard part for me is not being able to do the things that I did even five short years ago. And, you know, but there's only so much, you know, that the body's going to hold up to. And, you know, when I told 2400, I knew walking into that meet that I didn't have it in me to put my body through something like that, you know, anymore. You know, can I whip myself back into shape to squat 800 pounds? I firmly believe I can. You know, but am I going to be the first guy at 50 to squat 1,000? Nah. There's so many more things now, you know, that are so much a bigger priority. You know, I still want to be as strong as I can for as long as I can. And the Olympic thing, has really given me a different challenge, not only physically, but mentally, you know, to be, not only be a better coach, you know, but a better athlete, because, you know, I can't just rely on my power. My powerlifting form was always good, but, you know, you can make a simple mistake in Olympic lifting on a lift and, you know, 30, 40, 50 pounds, you know, can go away really quickly.
Right.
You know, so where I can make a mistake in powerlifting and sometimes overcome it while I lift. And so, this is something that, you know, as long as I'm physically capable, you know, if God sees fit to keep me around for a while, however, whatever I can do, I can promise you I'm going to do it. And again, that goes along with the philosophy that I've said many times before. I don't want to be the guy, although I am occasionally, that sits in a folding chair, you know, in the corner of the gym and just barks at people.
Right.
You know, I still want to be formidable, you know. And I don't want to be just strong for, you know, a guy that's turning 50. You know, I want to be that guy that goes into a gym and the 20-year-olds that are, you know, training in racerback tank tops, which I'm never, ever going to wear. But, they're going to look at me and see me do something and go, damn, you know. Mark Bell, who we all know, inventor of the slingshot and has the powerlifting magazine Power. You know, he calls me a crazy old man, you know, because of the stuff that I do,
right,
you know, in the gym and the things that I did, you know, to do, you know, the things that I did. So, you know, it's just something it is just completely part of who I am. I know for, you know, strength sports, a lot of time is a hobby for people or it's something, you know, that they do. But I mean, this is, you know, it's my life. I mean, it's just that simple.
So on that note, let's talk about the Pan Am games. When is that and where is it?
It's not this weekend. It's next weekend. I think that's June 8th, if I'm not mistaken. It's in Savannah, Georgia, and it's all the Pan American states. I'm terrible at this kind of stuff. I train and show up at the meet and try to lift the most weight. So I'm not sure what all countries are represented, in,
right,
you know, at the event. But I'm really excited. The guy that's the current world champion in my age and weight bracket is going to compete there. And, you know, there's no way I can beat him. My goal is to podium, you know, at a Pan American Games, and I think I've got a good shot at that. I'm still not 100%. That may be even later this year, you know, barring anything else going wrong.
Right.
But we're making strides there. I hit a personal record, you know, as far as my age, Friday in the clean and jerk. So, you know, I'm excited about that.
How much did you clean and jerk?
117 kilos. I think that's just right around 260 pounds.
Man, that's really that's serious weight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's okay. I mean, it's again, it's one of those things when you see the young guys that are doing 120, 125, and 130, and I know, you know, power-wise, strength-wise, I'm still stronger than them, you know, but, you know, it's my coach constantly reminds me, you know, you just gotta be, he goes, you are strong, you know, cause I'll say something about, you know, I wish I was as strong as you guys. He goes, what are you talking about? You know, he says, you just have to continue to work to be more and more technical, and we're getting there. You know, it's just, but by the same token, it's not like, you know, it's not like I only do the Olympic lifting. You know, there's,
yeah, you power, you're still powerlifting too, and then you have a full-time life with a family, right, and dogs and a job and everything else.
Sure, sure.
What about Melissa? So, what's going on with her?
Well, she's cruising right along. We had to drop bench press for a little while because she was having such a hard time with her shoulders. And we did a little bit of bench pressing, and she's about 10 pounds within her PR, doing absolutely no bench pressing at all. So she's clearly staying stronger. We're doing a little bit of pulling. We've only had her pull up to 315 pounds in this training cycle. Because the meets are so close together, the last time I was on, it was one of those things where it's like, we competed at Nationals in April. We're competing next weekend, you know, which is the first week, you know, of June. And then in August, mid-August, we're in Dallas for the Masters World Cup. You know, so it's a lot. The training has been very, very intense, very, very heavy, and you know, so there's some wear and tear. There's just some things where we have to back off the throttle a little bit. So we're thinking after this meet, she's going to start pressing a little bit. We're going to be really, really careful. Just want to keep her in touch with the power lift. She's squatting every week, more than once a week for the Olympic lifting. So we've been working on how to be dynamic and working on form more than working on any kind of heavy weight. But she plans to compete later this year in powerlifting, and we hope at that point that she'll be ready to total elite. So there, she has a lot of things. She, as far as the Olympic lifting is concerned, she's much more technically advanced than I am.
How much of that has to do with the fact that you're a big guy and moving explosively is part of the technical side of those lifts? And that's going to take some time for you to either generate that kind of explosiveness or maybe even drop weight.
No, the plan is definitely to continue to drop weight. It's one of those things where, again, you know, due to my size, when we started training the Olympic lifts four times a week, you know, my upper back and everything just exploded again. You know, so I've put on some more body weight, and so it's one of those things where I'll continue to, you know, to strive to take off weight. I can move pretty quick, but it's all the weird things like, with strongman and powerlifting, the bar is always deeply embedded in my hands, and say in the clean, you know, part of the clean and jerk, I try to hold it in my hands as opposed to getting it back on my hands a little bit, if that makes sense, and racking the weight, you know, on top of my chest and shoulders. You know, when I did the 117, you can see where it kind of sits on there, and then as I front squat it, you know, I'm still not quite. You know, and some of that is just simply due to the size of my biceps and forearms as well.
Yeah.
You know, so that's part of the issue as well.
And that comes with, as you put, you always just said, hey, if you want to be able to squat, you got to spend time under the bar. And in your case, you just got to keep doing what you're doing. Listen, we're coming to the end of the interview. Please plug your websites and how people can get in touch with you again.
You can reach me on Facebook. I have a personal page and the Ogre Compound, there's a page as well. You can email me at teamogre@outlook.com or supersquat800, and also go to weightliftingdiscussion.com where there's a forum. And let me mention real quick,
the
other twin, Wesley Garner, this is a kid that he even posted this on Facebook. Thursday, he decline pressed. We do the close grip decline, 310 for six. He's a light 220. And a year ago, he was doing 210 for six. He squatted 350 in knee wraps this morning. So we fully expect, you know, that each of the lifts that he does, well, he's going to open with a deadlift PR. When he competed in February, he deadlifted 330, uses the hook grip, and he pulled 400 pounds over the weekend. So, you know,
yeah, the hook grip was a game changer for him.
Yes, yeah. We're working hard to teach that as well. And then a quick shout out to Dr. Galini at All-American EFX. They sent me a care package, and very, very kind of them. And I'm going to tell you something. The Carbolin is no joke. Both Melissa and I are using it. We have a lot of people that are interested in it. And, I'm trying to find ways to shed weight, you know, for training, I'll drink an energy drink, and it's one of those things that we know it's full of sugar, and I understand all that. And to be able to handle the rigors of training and drink one of these drinks, it mixes well, it tastes well, and the biggest thing is not all those things, is that it performed well. So I'm really excited to potentially, it looks like we're going to be doing some work together, not only as a distributor, but also as an athlete, you know, and it's one of those things. I think that's probably the next step for me, is I want to represent the aging athlete. You know, it's like, you know, at 50, I'm not dead. I still plan on kicking ass. My stuff will hurt. My shoulder hurt. My knee hurts. My back hurts. But I can assure you, once I get warmed up and rolling, I am going to try to kick your ass. That much I can promise you. You know, it may be slow and steady, but that's the goal. And products like this, those are things that are very exciting.
Yeah, now Carbolin really works. For those out there who want to muscle through a workout without hitting the wall, there's nothing like Carbolin on the planet. Listen, Coach, we'll have you back on soon, okay? Thanks for being on the air today.
All right, always great to be with you, Carl. Thanks so much.
All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about men and osteoporosis, something that you'll only hear about here on Supreme Radio. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at SuperHuman.com. superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Break down, baby.
Welcome back.
Break.
You know, we always hear about osteoporosis when we are thinking of women. But men suffer from osteoporosis as well. And it's an important discussion to have because more men need to think about being screened for it. And my next guest is Dr. Giselle Wolf-Klein. How are you, Dr. Wolf-Klein?
I am very well. Thank you, and thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. This is an important discussion. This is something that's not typically thought about from men about osteoporosis. We think that this is something that's exclusively a women's issue. Isn't that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
So when you led into this study, what questions were you trying to answer?
Well, it was very interesting. We run here at the North Shore LIJ Health System, a very large, it's actually the oldest geriatric fellowship program in the country. And we have geriatric fellows who come from all over the country, some from other countries altogether. And one of our fellow was intrigued with the issue of osteoporosis in men.
Now, was this evidence somewhere? I mean, we should be able to assume that osteoporosis and osteopenia occur in both genders as they age. But is there a reason why this question came up? Were we seeing more of these types of fractures and broken hips in men from just doing regular day-to-day things?
Well, no, actually, the reason she decided to study it was that she had an interesting experience. She was on vacation with her husband. They were water skiing, and he fell and broke his leg.
Oh.
And he was brought to the local hospital where the orthopedist commented on how this relatively young man who was barely in his 50s already did have signs of osteoporosis. It so happened that he had 5 siblings, all brothers, who came to visit with him at the hospital, and all 5 reacted very negatively when they found out that their brother was diagnosed with osteoporosis, feeling that this was a women's disease, and what was wrong with their brother that he would have contracted a women's disease.
So isn't this something? I don't understand why men would think that thinning bones and loss of bone mineral would be specifically a gender-specific issue.
I think the answer to your question, which is an excellent one, is because we've known for years that the changes that you see with menopause in women, changes in estrogen in particular, seem to correlate with the development of more fragile bones. And so women are advised early on as they see their gynecologist on a rather regular basis, you know, for annual pap smear screening, to start thinking about having bone density screening with DEXA technology. Men, of course, do not have a reason to see a primary care physician for their bones on a regular basis. And so we decided to look at a difference in gender perceptions with regard to osteoporosis screening and osteoporosis management.
Okay, so talk about this paper. Did you look at a cohort of men and evaluate the bone quality?
Yeah, so here is what we did. We were particularly interested. We started by looking at what the literature showed with regard to the osteoporosis and osteopenia in men and women. In other words, what is actually known in the literature.
Right.
And it turns out that though men seem to be less likely to be developing osteoporosis because they do not have the same hormonal imbalance than women do, if a man does develop osteoporosis, he is at a greater chance not only to sustain a fracture of a bone, particularly a hip, but his recovery is going to be much more challenging, and his risk of dying from the hip fracture is much greater than in women.
Really?
And this is a very little known fact, and a fact that we feel really needs to be brought to the public's attention. So as a man, you're less likely to have osteoporosis than a woman. But if you do have it, you need to be more aggressive in your monitoring it and of your treatment, because if you break a bone, it's going to be more difficult for you than for a woman to get rehabilitated and to regain your previous level of independence.
Do we know anything from the endocrine side on men who tend to be prone to osteoporosis? We know that there's lots of discussion out there about andropause. We know that in men, estradiol is produced as a downstream metabolite from testosterone through the aromatase enzyme pathway. Do we know anything about the endocrine picture of men who seem to be prone to developing osteoporosis?
No, we actually don't know enough about it, because until recently, it really was a topic that was not thought mm-hmm. after. The endocrinologist world is extremely good at thinking about osteoporosis for women as they age, you know, from the age of 50 or 60 on, but really hasn't focused on men.
Huh, interesting. You know, I'm thinking about parathyroid, I'm thinking about vitamin D, I'm thinking about so many different things that influence bone mineral uptake, both in men and women, and I'm just, okay, so this is really an important discussion. As you point out, while men may not develop osteoporosis at the same rate as women, when they do, and if they should have a break, they are more likely to die from it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Or, perhaps almost as bad, they will not recover to their functional level as women do. So, you know, they may wind up with canes or walkers or wheelchair, while a woman will have, you know, her surgery, go through 4 or 6 weeks of rehabilitation, and then be back on her feet.
Now, the next question I was going to ask you was, well, what is the reason that men don't rebound as well from osteoporosis? But the reality is, it could be the same thing that's making them prone to osteoporosis.
Could. You're 100% right. And you're asking questions that the medical world needs to start asking seriously. Again, we haven't spent much time thinking about it yet, because it was a smaller group of people and because there was a lack of awareness, both on the patient side and on the physician side.
Uh-huh.
That was one of the things that our survey clearly stated. When we surveyed a group of patients who were attending an outpatient clinic in a geriatric faculty here in New Hyde Park in Long Island, we realized we had about 60% were women and about 30% were men. And when we compared the groups, we realized that women were very aware of the need to be screened for osteoporosis, while men did not see a reason to be screened for what was still perceived as a woman's disease.
I think that osteoporosis, okay, so we've done shows about how frailty is directly linked to all-cause mortality. We know that
yes.
Now. In fact, we just did a show recently as a continuation of that discussion about that the handshake may be a greater indicator of mortality and longevity than blood pressure.
Yes.
So you know, we get it. I think part of the problem is the social construct that men are strong, big and strong men, mm-hmm. And we just don't think of ourselves as developing diseases of frailty.
Absolutely. We have to think about it. You know, the good news is that through medical advances, through better patient education and awareness, we are living much longer. When I started my residency training, people were living in the United States usually an average of 60 to 70 years. Mm-hmm. Today, people are living well in excess of 80 years, and I can tell you that in my practice, most of my patients in the geriatric practice are well in their 90s. And we're talking about people who are traveling with their grandchildren. I have one gentleman who is skiing. I have one person who is paragliding. They're traveling extensively. They want to maintain a very highly functional standard
right.
of quality of life.
Right. Right. Because, you know, one of the things that kids don't get when they look at us who are older, and I didn't get it when I saw my parents either as they age, but we still see that kid in the mirror and we go, what the heck? Where the hell is he? I still want to do those same things. No one loses their desire to live life because they get older. No one goes, oh, I'm older. I should want less and slow down. No, we get frustrated when we can't do the things that we used to do. And that's why it's so important to stay strong and stay healthy so that you can enjoy every drop of life. I mean, I've often said it. When I die, I want to have the bar across my back in a deep squat. I want them to say, wow, he died this morning. He had 500 pounds on his back.
You're 100% right.
Yeah. I don't want to die in an institution facing a wall waiting for someone to change my diaper.
That's exactly right. And I think what you're describing as your dream is true. And you know, the business world understands that too. There are now gym programs, all kinds of travel experience and so on and so forth that are geared to the older adults. And make all of these programs available. You will see when you go to your regular gym a large contingent of older adults who are there, who are exercising regularly, perhaps more and more consistently than your 40 or 50-year-old. So this is exactly what you want to be doing. You want to encourage both men and women of old age to continue to exercise. And there are programs that you see now of awareness. There are programs on television. There was recently, you might have seen this 83-year-old, I think she was, woman who was dancing on Dancing with the Stars
right,
and
right.
doing a tango that was absolutely extraordinary, and nobody could believe what she was doing. You know, at her age. But she's not an exception. We're
no.
seeing this more and more. I had in my practice the other day a lovely woman who's 94, and I asked her about exercise, and she says, well, you know, I don't want to bore you with my exercise routine. Why don't I just show you? And I said, okay. And to my amazement, she went onto the floor, lie there, and gave me 40 push-ups.
Wow.
And we couldn't believe it. And I thought the young fellows and medical students that were with me would pass out. They were looking at this and they said, we couldn't do half
that's
of what
right.
she's doing.
That's right. That's amazing. We have to take a break. We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up the discussion with Dr. Wolf Klein. If you're a man out there and you're not training using progressive resistance training for many years now, and maybe even those of us who are using progressive resistance training, we need to start getting DEXA scans to make sure that bone minerals are staying where they belong. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince.
since 1935.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Giselle Wolfklein from the North Shore LIJ, which, you know, being born in Brooklyn and living in New York, and my sister lived in Long Island, and we're very familiar with the LIJ. It's an amazing facility, doing some great, great work in a variety of different areas. And this recent study shows that men, while they may not suffer from osteoporosis at the same rate as women, when they do and they break something like in hip, it turns out to be fatal more often than in women. So this means that more men need to pay attention to this. But interestingly enough, Dr. Smith Klein, I'm sorry, Wolf Klein, these men, when they were offered, if they would be offered screening, they only 25% said that they would do it.
That's exactly right. It was so striking, that survey. And we asked question and we said, well, do you think osteoporosis screening is necessary? By the way, we asked them both for women or for themselves, and they really are not interested. They're not particularly interested in women, and they're certainly not seeing osteoporosis screening as necessary for men. In fact, when we offer osteoporosis screening, the women accept it in general, well, 80%, less than 25% of men would actually accept the osteoporosis screening. So even if the doctor were offering it, they probably wouldn't take it.
Well, I'm a geek, and I would, because I'd love to know what my lean body mass looks like. So I would absolutely go for a DEXA scan if somebody would pay for it. That's for sure.
Yes. Yes. Well, that did absolutely, and you're 100% right, because you're aware of the need to exercise, to maintain your bone healthy, just like you maintain your heart and your lungs and your abdomen and your brain healthy.
Right.
You know, the bones are extremely important. And you were making a point earlier talking about how important it is to the quality of life as we get older to remain functional. Well, guess what? If your bones are crumbling under you, that is going to be a problem.
You know, one of the things, and this has very little to do with this discussion other than King Henry VIII was known to be a very, very strong man who performed a lot of athletic feats of strength and also was very athletically inclined. And when they had to exhume his bones for some reason, I don't remember what it was, to move it or something like that, the people that were reviewing the contents of the coffin, they were struck by the thickness of his hip bones and his femur bones. Mm-hmm. And you know, we've lost that level of toil. You know, most people sit at a desk. There's no load bearing weight movements that we do unless we get into the gym and do things like squats and deadlifts and stuff like that. So the bones have no reason to upregulate their thickness. And you know what comes to mind? If anybody's ever seen the movie WALL-E, that Disney Pixar film, where it's futuristic and people don't even walk anymore. So the connections between the bones are lost. They're more like this amorphous blob of jello that sits in a hovercraft all day long. This is not far-fetched. This could actually happen someday.
It is probably happening to many of us as we speak. It is frightening. We're spending more and more of our time sitting at a computer. I don't know if you've seen that there's now a new trend, which may actually make sense, for people to have what they call upraising desks.
Yeah.
So that at some point you're expected at your workplace to stand up periodically, and perhaps, as a matter of fact, I've seen some desks which are now mounted on a treadmill.
Yes.
So you're actually walking while performing whatever task you need to do at a computer, and it may actually not be a bad idea. The whole idea being that, you know, you are doing what we are programmed to do, which is to walk.
Right. We're not hunting and gathering anymore, so you have to artificially stimulate this walking process. I completely agree. We do shows about inactivity all the time. In fact, a recent show we just did, which is very promising, is that just getting up and walking an extra 2 minutes an hour may actually halt some of the damaging effects of inactivity. So it doesn't require Herculean efforts to change the direction of your body. You just need to get up a little bit more often every hour. That's it.
Yes, I think that's an extremely good advice. We really need to remember that we have legs and we need to take action and we need to walk. Some of my friends have now decided to make sure that they park as far as possible from their place of work so that they actually have to walk from the parking spot onto the work rather than try to park right under the elevator.
I wrote a blog post about 6 years ago that said the secret to the Mediterranean diet may not be the food, but the fact that they walk to and from the restaurant.
That happened to be an excellent, excellent point. I know of some of my colleagues who will use the staircase when they stay at hotels to give conferences, which they do very frequently, because in a hotel giving a conference, you have almost no access to exercise. But if you make a point of never taking the elevator and just climbing up the stairs, you're certainly getting some very good, solid exercise.
So in summary, for clinicians, you want them to start paying attention to their male patients' bone density. And for the men out there, don't think osteoporosis is strictly a woman's issue.
Absolutely. It's really our duty to ensure that older men can reach the milestones that we have created by increasing longevity worldwide with genuine quality of life.
Yeah, no, it's really a great discussion, and I thank you so much, Dr. Wolf Klein, for coming on the show today to talk about this.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Bettina Mittendorfer to talk about fish oil increases muscle mass and muscle function in older adults. This goes hand in hand with bone mineral density, doesn't it? Because the stronger your muscles are, they send a signal to the bones to increase density. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
One-two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
She's a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to my vibe.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This next discussion actually fits nicely in the previous one. My next guest is Dr. Bettina Mittendorfer. How you doing, Dr. Mittendorfer?
Very good, thank you.
Welcome to the show. So you were recently an author of a paper that looked at fish oil supplementation and its effects on muscle mass and muscle function in older adults. Can you describe the study, please?
Yeah, we randomized 60 healthy older adults to either receive omega-3 fatty acids. We actually used the prescription...
Loveza.
The Loveza, the drug, and then had a placebo group as well. So two-thirds of the people, 40 people, were randomized to receive the omega-3 supplement, and one-third was randomized to receive corn oil or the placebo for 6 months. And we measured muscle volume by using magnetic resonance imaging and muscle function strength measurements that you, the typical assessments you would do in the gym, for instance, one repetition maximum, leg extension, for instance, leg press, and then repeated those measurements at 3 months and 6 months of the intervention. And I don't know if you want me to go into the
results. No, I do. I'm going to ask you to do that. I want to ask you a question first about the dosing of Loveza. So one capsule of Loveza, I want to say, is 85% ethyl esterified omega-3 fatty acids. And so that's about 1,000 milligram capsule. So there's about 900 or so milligrams of actual omega-3s, which the larger portion is DHA, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so how many of these capsules did they take per day?
It was 4 per day.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, and so were they required to take these capsules at specific times around their workouts, and were they also told to train in the gym, or were they training in the gym before they got involved with this study?
None of the people actually trained before they were entering the study. We actually didn't want them to train and really wanted to see just what we can do in a nutritional basis to help promote muscle growth and strength. So these were sedentary people. We defined that as anyone doing less than the required or the recommended dose of exercise currently by the Department of Health and Human Services. So that's less than 150 minutes per week of structured exercise. So none of the people were engaged in anything. And during the intervention, there was no exercise allowed either. So everybody went about their usual habitual physical activity, but nobody engaged or started a new exercise regimen or was engaged in more than 150 minutes per week.
Okay.
And then coming to the dose, we had 4 grams, 4 pills per day, and we asked them to eat 2 in the morning and 2 in the evening to split the dose and then also to help, because these capsules are rather big.
Yeah,
so I think 2 at a time is easier to do. And then we wanted to spread the dose throughout the day.
Okay. And then the other question I would have, and I usually don't ask this question, but because of the nature, they're older adults and the potential for fish oil supplements to have an effect on heart rhythm, did you have any individuals drop out of the study because of changes in heart rhythm?
We didn't. We did safety measures at any time they came back, blood tests, and also the any assessment that could adversely affect health, and we didn't have anyone drop out for that reason.
Okay, so talk about your findings.
So what we actually found that, surprisingly, without any of the exercise, just going about your usual daily activities, we found a significant increase in muscle volume. We measured the thigh muscle volume with MRI. And then we also found a significant increase in hand grip strength, which is usually a very good measure used in public health assessments that's related to mortality.
Yeah, we just did that. We just did that show that it actually may be more valuable than blood pressure in assessing all-cause mortality, frailty. Yeah,
that's correct. Yeah, and it's very simple to do. And that's why physicians like it, because you can sit down and all you do, you take a little dynamometer and squeeze it with your hands. And then here you have your measurement. That's a very good predictor, actually, for adverse outcomes later in life. And then we also measured the 1RM strength, and that increased significantly compared to the control group as well after 6 months.
Now, how much better than the controls? Because I'm just curious.
So the increases in thigh muscle volume compared to the control were in the range of about 3%. This doesn't seem a whole lot, 3 to 4%. But if you think that an older adult loses about 1 to 2%
right.
of muscle volume or more, so this is a healthy older adult without any significant illness or so, loses about 1 to 2% per year. So these 6 months of the intervention here preserved at least a year or two worth of natural loss of muscle mass. The muscle mass loss is greater, of course, if you have injuries or you were forced to be sedentary or bedridden or any other illnesses with it. So I think this is a very significant increase.
No, it is significant. As you point out, osteopenia is very progressive in older adults. They're losing muscle mass. The fact that it actually increased muscle mass even without resistance training, and that's another important thing. So these individuals were not training in the gym when they started this. They did not train in the gym during this period. this change in muscle mass could only be from the supplementation.
And that's correct, and that's the most exciting part for us, because there's really no drug treatment that allows you to do that. Exercise is still the most potent stimulus for muscle growth and also for muscle strength. There are a lot of neuromuscular adaptation as well, so the strength gains that we saw weren't quite as big as you would get with an exercise program, but at the same time, for many older adults, particularly for anyone, it is very hard to engage in regular exercise. For older adults with comorbidities, with arthritis or
right.
anything, it is even harder. So to have a means of preventing that loss, even if, and maybe even gain some compared to baseline, I think is very exciting, with a very simple and a very cheap intervention, potentially.
Do we know, well. do we have any understanding or a glimpse at the pathway that it achieved this results?
We don't exactly, but I think mTOR,
yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with
it. Oh, I have it circled on my paper, mammalian target of rapamycin, which is another reason that high leucine proteins work in helping stimulate protein synthesis in older adults. And I was curious if that was the reason.
That was one of the reasons. So one of the things is, yes, we could say the mTOR is the regulator for that. At the same time, we are struggling to find out what is the upstream signal for that, and that's what our research in the future will be. How do these fatty acids actually stimulate mTOR signaling? So we have done a study before this one, a previous one, sort of a proof of concept, which led us to this larger clinical trial where we looked at the effect of fish oil supplementation during a shorter period of time, also in healthy older adults, and looked at the effect on mTOR signaling. We saw that this went up. We gave amino acids. Amino acids stimulate, as you mentioned, the leucine mTOR signaling and thereby stimulate muscle protein synthesis. When we provided fish oil at the same time for 8 weeks, then we saw a much greater increase in mTOR and a much greater increase in muscle protein synthesis. So it's the synthetic pathway that is increased with it. But how does signal... How the fatty acid signals to the mTOR, we're not quite sure. Yet.
Well, okay, so, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about, and I have the word resolvin here, that we know that omega-3 fatty acids help resolve inflammation. We know the natural process of muscle protein synthesis, there is an inflammatory component there. In older adults, this doesn't necessarily resolve, and it can actually become chronic injuries and soft tissue injuries. Is it possible that there's a push-pull? mTOR is being stimulated, but the actual machinery is allowed to complete its job because of the anti-inflammatory or let's say the healthy inflammatory effects of omega-3 fatty acids?
That could very well be, although I'm a little suspicious that this is not the pathway, because initially we thought this is straight it, right? We looked at the inflammatory pathways as well. To start out with, we studied very healthy older adults for a variety of reasons, but it was just one of the things. So there's very little of the pro-inflammatory pathways are activated at the beginning. And then we did not see changes in any of the inflammatory cytokines after the intervention. That doesn't... So there's one limitation, of course. We measured those cytokines in the bloodstream. That doesn't necessarily tell us that within the muscle cell there aren't inflammatory pathways that were down-regulated with the official supplementation. But I suspect probably this isn't the case. The other interesting finding in support of it is we did the muscle protein synthesis study also in young adults, where we don't have any reason to believe that the inflammatory pathways are upregulated
right.
and involved in it, and we saw the same anabolic effect.
Really?
We didn't do the clinical trial with measuring changes in muscle volume and muscle strength, but just at the synthetic side, muscle protein synthesis was stimulated by fish oil in a younger adult population as well.
This is very exciting. This is very, very exciting. Osteopenia is... We just did an interview about osteoporosis in men. And mm-hmm. we also know that the osteopenia can actually stimulate osteoporosis, because as muscle loads decrease, the need for thicker bones decreases. The body sends a signal that we can release some of these bone minerals. So another way to keep bone where it belongs is to keep muscle where it belongs.
That's true.
This
absolutely.
Very, yeah. very exciting. I want to take one quick commercial break. I've got lots more questions. Wow. Who knew that fish oil was also anabolic? We're going to come right back with Dr. Bettina Mittendorfer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Fish oil is the most popular supplement in the world. Every year, its single category sales exceed $1 billion. There's so many benefits of supplementing with fish oil. So we're talking about actually its anabolic effects in older adults, but clearly these effects are seen in younger adults. We're talking with Dr. Bettina Mittendorfer. So, Dr. Mittendorfer, do you think that there's any magic in the ethyl esterified form of these omega-3 fatty acids delivered in Lovesa that would or not be duplicated if someone was just taking high doses, similar doses of a high-quality fish oil?
I don't think so at all. One of the reasons is we used Lovesa for a variety of reasons, in part because we wanted to ensure that we give the right dose, and this is a specified dose, and this is Lovesa is very well regulated because it's traded as a pharmaceutical rather than a dietary supplement.
Right.
Interestingly, there is some animal studies, and these were actually, they built the basis for our interest in this. And most interestingly, I think, was how we came about looking at fish oil and muscle mass and muscle function to begin with. And this was because of a paper that was studied in by people interested in beef production, actually. So the growing steer were fed Menhaden oil, and there is no ethyl ester. So that's straight fish oil. And what was found there is that the amino acid deposition, presumably into muscle, was stimulated and mTOR signaling increased. And that really led us to test this in humans. So on the one hand, you're interested in producing as much beef as you can in the shortest period of time, and we are interested in increasing muscle mass for functional improvement in older adults. So I don't think there's any magic to that, the formulation. It's truly the fish oil effect.
And as you said, this is seen in young adults as well. So it's fair to say that anybody who is in the gym training, using progressive resistance training techniques for the acquisition of more muscle, is missing a really great opportunity to get better results by supplementing with fish oil.
That's absolutely true. The only thing I cannot speak to is the dosage, because what we used is a rather high dose. Again, we used it because we knew this was a very early stage of the investigation. We couldn't do dose response studies. We needed some proof of concept at first. So our initial guess was, let's use the 4 grams per day, which was the is the prescription dose for Lovesa, because we knew there were physiological effects, even though these weren't related to the muscle. But we thought this might be a good start, and it worked out fine. Whether the more a reduced dose, more in line with the current recommendation of the American Heart Association between 1 and 2 grams, or what anyone would do in terms of over-the-counter use of fish oil products. Typically, you take 1, maybe 2 grams per day. I'm not 100% sure whether this is just as effective, but we'll try to test that as well.
What about blood thinning effects? We know that fish oils tend to have antithrombotic effects. They thin the blood. Any idea if the greater functionality may also be a result of something that, as we age, we tend to have peripheral blood flow restrictions just from aging blood vessels and the lack of elasticity. Any effect, you think, or benefits from being able to get more blood into the muscle, so to speak?
We don't have any direct evidence for that, but this is definitely a line of research we would like to pursue in the future. And in part, it's the blood flow, it's the perfusion, and what it might do is actually increase the substrate or the amino acid delivery to the muscle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the blood flow in itself may not be the key to it, except that it increases the delivery of amino acids, and that could very well be one of the mechanisms that we have been speculating.
Yeah, because, you know, I like to talk about vascular endothelial growth factors in muscle upregulate after a single bout of heavy resistance training, and that's because the body is trying to supercompensate for the next training session in order to enlist more muscle fibers. It's kind of like if you have a 5 acres of land and you want to grow on all 5 acres, you've got to water all 5 acres. You can't just water the 2 acres closest to the house and expect the other three to do well. So blood flow plays an important role in muscle function, doesn't it?
That is very true. And I think there is very good evidence, too, from blood flow occlusion studies and everything.
Yes.
That blood flow, one of the key factors in stimulating growth.
Yeah, you're making reference to some of the Katsu research that we've done on this show. Yeah, very, very good. So what would you like people to take away from your paper?
I think it's one of the things is there is a nutritional means. I don't think we should shy away or say I don't need to exercise anymore. I think exercise is a very big component of a healthy lifestyle. I take this as a supplementary approach, and I take it as an approach that I think we should pursue for people who cannot engage in sufficient amounts of exercise. But also, I think the most exciting for us on the scientific basis is it opens a whole new avenue of signaling pathways that have been ignored or underappreciated in the past, and we're trying to tap into that, because this is definitely something that is not going along the classical amino acid or growth factor signaling, potentially. And so I think to try to understand this could really lead to new treatment targets for the loss of muscle mass or the improvement of muscle function as well.
Wonderful stuff. Thank you so much for being on the show. This has been great.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
So there you have it. If you're not taking fish oil now, you better be next time I talk to you, or you won't be getting the gains in the gym that you're hoping for. What a great show today, huh? Is it just me? No, I don't think so. I want to thank Coach Wade Johnson for coming on for the first hour, talking about all those great athletes that he's working with. You can check him out at supersquad800@yahoo.com. That's the email address I remember off the top of my head, because that's the one he's had forever. And the funny thing is, I used to bug him and say when he started squatting 900, 1,000 pounds, he would have to change his email address, but he stuck with the supersquad 800 for whatever. Also, I want to thank Dr. Wolf Klein for coming on and talking about the importance of men paying attention to osteoporosis. I don't think a lot of the guys in this audience are going to have that problem. If you're doing heavy leg presses, heavy squats, deadlifts, and that sort of stuff, if you're loading your body, there is already a signal to increase bone mineral density, but it still should be checked into. Don't assume that your body is doing everything it's supposed to do, especially so you don't break a bone while you're doing some heavy lifting. And we know that the upregulation of muscle sends a signal to bone to get stronger. It's like when you drop a bigger engine in the car, you got to upgrade the chassis. You don't want to twist the chassis by pulling a hole shot with a chassis that was built to handle 300 horsepower. Now you got 700. All sorts of things go wrong. So one of the things that people do is they upregulate the chassis. They make it stronger. They weld on side plates and I-beams and stuff like that. Well, the body does the same thing. When the signal to grow muscle is increased, the signal to improve bone mineral density is increased as well. And it looks like fish oil may be an anabolic that's been very overlooked. Who knew? I love science, don't you? I want to also thank our title sponsor, All American EFX Sports. Go to superhumanradio.com and check out a free sample of Carbolin. Find out what all the fuss is about. Even Coach Wade Johnson is telling us, like it is, that Carbolin lets him train harder in the gym. So go check that out. We're going to end the show now a couple minutes early today. We've got more great stuff for you the rest of the week. I hope you tune in. And those of you listening right now, thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.